46th lesson. God save the Queen.
A crowd had gathered outside Buckingham Palace, waiting for the Queen to appear on the balcony.
When she finally came out, the crowd shouted, "God save the Queen!"
Perplexed, a young German student took his grammar book from his pocket, opened it, and said aloud,
"That's wrong."
"You don't like the Queen?" came the ominous reply.
"No, it's not that. Look, you say, the lifeguard saves the drowning swimmer, right?"
"Yes," replied the crowd.
"So why do you say, God save the Queen?"
"Listen, son, the 20,000 people here can't be wrong. Don't try and be too clever. If I were you, I wouldn't worry about it," an old man rejoined.
"Ah, there you go again," cried the German. "You say, when I was in London, but if I were you, help, I'm going crazy. Can someone help me? If anyone here is a grammar teacher, I insist that he tells me the answer."
"That should be insist that he tell, actually," said an elegantly dressed gentleman.
"Oh, that's the last straw. Explain why."
"A subjunctive, old fellow," came the answer. "Yes, the subjunctive. Don't see it around much anymore. It sounds too posh. Other languages have it, though. You see, English does like to simplify matters, and the subjunctive is a tricky beast. First, it's got the same form as the infinitive, without the to, of course. Do you follow me?"
"Yes."
"That means that you only really notice the subjunctive in the third person. No S, you see. You also find it with verbs like to demand, to ask, or to request. So, when a person says, 'I insist that,' or 'he demanded that,' we put a subjunctive after it. 'I insist that he tell me,' or 'the judge insisted that the witness answer the question.' Are you still with me?"
Before our diligent student could answer, another voice butted in.
"Don't listen to that old fuddy-duddy."
A crowd of curious onlookers had gathered to listen to the impromptu lesson.
A young man in jeans and a sweatshirt was waving a finger at the older man.
"What this bloke says is all well and good in theory, but no one talks like that nowadays. We find ways around the subjunctive. Here, take the examples that old fossil gave you. 'I insist that he tells me' is perfectly okay, and 'the judge insisted that the witness should answer the question' sounds much less pompous than the other sentence."
"I object, you ruffian," said the older man. "I insist that..."
"He apologize," retorted the German student.
The crowd applauded.
Exercises.
"I'm crazy about him," she cried. There was an ominous silence.
The major problem facing the country at the present time is the falling dollar.
"Actually, I really don't know what to tell you."
"Do you have any last requests?"
Excuse me for butting in, but did you say your name was Bridgewater?"
"It's all well and good in theory, but we don't have enough money,"